Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Let's continue with our conversation with Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
You sell my act better than I do.
Yeah, I'm going to be your new agent. All of us, you know, if this radio thing doesn't work out, I'm going to become your manager. See that? I love that.
I also tell people, if you want to try and send me a joke I don't know, you're not going to do it.
No.
But if you send me your street address, just in case you get me. Because when somebody stumps me, if they even remind me of a great joke I haven't thought of in a long time, yeah. I send a T-shirt. So just send your street mailing address to Jokeland, J-O-K-E-L-A-N-D, Jokeland @AOL.com, with your joke. And there's very little chance I'm going to, you know, get stumped. But it's still fun to try, and people love to try.
You had 15 years with Stern. You started with him.
18.
18. Wow. I remember when you started, you weren't on every day. It was like once a week back in the NBC days, back in the old, you know, match game, hey, Brett Summers, do you have cock-a-doodle-doo and stuff like that. And you didn't really go full-time with him till what? Till he went to K-Rock in 86.
What happened was, I was a musician. I got a job working at the studio that had recorded. Were you pretty much Stern listener? Do you remember Roll Up the Reefer?
Yes.
The pot song?
Right.
Well, I recorded that song. My band recorded that song at the studio, and I got the people loved me and said, will you come work at the studio? That's 1976. The guy that owns the studio, as we're speaking, lives in my parents' house with my sister.
Wow.
I stick to people's shoe like bubblegum. So I learned just enough to know what I'm doing. I quit music, to quote Rodney. Yeah, I quit music. And to give you an idea how well I was doing, I was the only one who knew I quit. Okay. So I started telling jokes on stage, and I came home one night, and I said to my girlfriend, they laughed every time I opened my mouth. I should make an album. Mm. And she said, so make an album. So I got a cassette player. I hang two microphones. My buddy from the studio had taken my Fender amp and put an XLR jack in the side with the transformer built in so I didn't have that long transformer sticking out.
Oh, yeah.
And so I put on shows all over Long Island. This is before there were comedy clubs. And everybody from the city came out. I worked in every little barroom. And we did this weekly show at Cinnamon that grew into the East Side Comedy Club. And I hung the microphones, and on a Nakamichi cassette player, I had the audience going into the left side and me going into the right side, and then transferred the cassette onto reel-to-reel, chopped it up with a razor blade, got $100 from 15 different people, sent it to Nashville, and the name of the album is What Did You Expect? A guy giving the finger in eighth grade, what did you expect? So after three years, I had three albums out, and we sent them everywhere. Like, if I met you...
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Ed? Give me your business card, and I send you. I'm sure I sent you guys stuff here. I sent stuff and sent stuff and sent. And by 1982, I had three albums, the cassettes that matched them, and promo, and Nancy Sirianni, who was to become my wife. We sent it to everybody. I mean, if I ran to somebody, you should hear the stories. 40 years later, people come up and say, "I can't believe you sent me that crap 40 years ago." You know, the 922 wine line still works. They freak out. Since 1979, 516-922-1,
and
you'll hear the
there.
Same thing that you heard 40 years ago, because I can't drop it.
Yeah.
And I was in Washington, D.C., and the owner of Garvin's Comedy Club said, hey, this maniac just got fired, and he's going to NBC in New York. You should look him up. I don't know radio. I'm a hippie. I listen to my comedy, or I listen to old Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I put Howard's name and 75 Rockefeller Plaza, whatever it was. And he just got one of those sets that we sent to 400 people. And one day Nancy calls me up and says, Jack, I'm in my mother's attic.
Yeah.
That's our office. That guy Howard Stern's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. I call him. He answers the phone, you know, or they put him right on. You know every joke in the world. We think you're right. You want to come in and judge a talent contest over the telephone. I drive in from East Norwich, Long Island. All of a sudden I'm at 30 Rock, you know, and there's Carson and Imus and Letterman. And I'm like, wow, this is not Governors in Levittown. And I walked in. I told the same story for so many years, and it breaks my heart because what I was so thrilled about, every interview, I said, yeah. I walked in, and it was Howard and Robin and Fred, just like it was this morning. And it was that way for the whole 18 years. And then I'm the one that screwed it up, you know. But I walked in. It was Howard and Robin and Fred, and we laughed for 4 hours. And at the end of the day, they said, you're a lot of fun. Come back next week. And I was there one day a week for free for 3 years.
Yeah.
Then he got fired. Then he got rehired at K-Rock. And after he got settled, I came back in for one day a week. And then one day the fateful call, we're going to mornings. We need you 2 days a week. So And during the course of the 3 years, I was slowly but surely like, hand him an idea or hand him in a note, you know. And it
and
was
you're
like,
building to
it
that.
It was kind of tenuous, yeah. But he was realizing that what I was giving him, and in all the money that we made, and 55 stations and so much, number one, and 20 million listeners, our entire discussion of my role was, I need a price for mornings. I need you 2 days a week. I want you to come in and do your thing with the notes. That was the total explanation.
Yeah.
And then I came in 2 days a week, and he, not to pat myself on the back, but he was much funnier the days I was there. So it went for 2 to 3. So by, I think it was May, from February to May, I was 5 days a week, and then we syndicated to Philadelphia and Washington, and we went to Pluto.
Yeah, and that was the first time you had.
I didn't mean to be so long-winded, but that's that was.
But that's how it worked, and that's the first time you didn't have nationally syndicated comedy shows at that time.
No,
you had all the political stuff, and the way that
show took off. And there was no such thing as a radio. If they told him he was crazy, there's no way morning radio could work because in another city, because it's local.
Right.
It's local. And John DiBella, who was an old friend from Long Island, had a 13 share in Philly. He was insurmountable. And we chipped away at him and chipped away at him. In Los Angeles, we chipped away, and, you know.
But it goes back to what we talked about before, that your comedy is relatable to everybody. Who cares if the guy's listening in Philly or in D.C.?
If it's funny.
Right.
If it's funny.
You don't have to talk about stuff going on in Lindenhurst. You're talking about stuff that
you do if you
get.
Haven't got something funny to
right.
say.
That's right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like
right.
So, and you know, it was the experiment that went to the moon, and it was unbelievable. And, it, you know, it was so funny because we started getting interviewed all the time. And they could rarely get Howard. So they and Fred wouldn't talk to anybody, so they'd talk to me. And they'd say, you know, you guys are so great. Like after a year or two, you guys are so great, but how long can it last? You know, and 3 years later, you guys are great, but how long can it last? And it's 8 years later, you guys are so great. How long? And it was like, Howard kept reinventing himself with the E Show
right.
and the books and the whole thing and just built and built and built and built. And who knew when it was going to, you know, it's like betting on a stock.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when it's going to top,
yeah.
you know? And it was just, and it was a ride. It was unbelievable.
How much did you miss it when you first left?
You know, I tell everybody the same thing, that I was in a very strange place. I was in a marriage where we really had to break up for like 2 years, but there's no time. I'm up at 4:30 every morning, and then on the weekends, they're waving crazy money to go to Chicago or go to Denver or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I had a weekend off, I wasn't going to be looking for a bachelor pad or looking for another, you know, it was like, so we kind of, and I was drinking too much, but there was no way I was going to stop drinking. I mean, I didn't drink before the show. I never drank during the day, but I like to get crazy. I never drank during a show, but I could certainly get drunk afterwards. And I was so fried, and I didn't know what to do. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to price myself high. And, you know, it's like if somebody says, do you want a gig in Alaska? You don't say no. You say $100,000.
Yeah.
And then say, all right, you don't get the gig. And if they come up with $100,000, so I'll go to Alaska. You know what I mean? One of those things. And, you know, and the negotiation didn't go. They just didn't negotiate, you
mm-hmm.
know. And so I got divorced, quit drinking, lost my job, and moved into a house by myself all at the same time.
That's a lot of change.
And they say if you do any one of those,
wow.
don't change anything else. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But what you miss, I never miss, you know, we were famous, but, you know, weird fame. And I'm still weird famous. You know, it's funny. Howard used to always talk about the hell on life is if you're famous and not rich, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not poor, but you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not as rich as I should be for how many people know me. But what you miss is sitting in that room with four very, very funny, talented people and to laugh that hard 5 days a week for all those hours, that's what's abnormal, you know? We would just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh, and that's, you know, even like, I could go to a bar and stand at the bar with five guys and tell jokes for 20 minutes and we'll laugh and it'll be great. Hours. Imagine hour
every
after
day.
Hour, every day.
Every freaking
and
day.
And that's what you miss. Not the money, not the fame, not the nothing. You know, it's the camaraderie, but the laughing and your brain had to be
sure.
moving like a zip, 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 zip. You know, people say, how can you guys be funny at 6 o'clock in the morning? Well, you walk in and you sit there and you start drinking coffee and we just boom, 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 and it's amazing. But then I drive home to Long Island and crash from the coffee. You know, I'm ready to bite the car door off. You know, do you ever go on location? You come out to Jokeland. I'll give you the right directions.
Yes.
Huh? And you come to Jokeland. I'll make you a steak. Bring your wife. Bring your boyfriend. Your husband. I don't know if you're gay. Whoever you fool around.
You know,
with.
Hey, you know, it's depends what the week is.
It's
so
fine with me.
Good. All right. Well, see this. We've made a connection and we've made a friend. That's the
right.
most important thing.
Hey, ask anybody. I'm gum under your shoe. You never get rid of me now.
That's okay. Gum like that we like. There
good,
we go.
Good. Good.
All right. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
And this is America Weekend for me. He made me laugh from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.